What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the TM Podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about hip hop and football. That's right. America's favorite two things put together. Specifically, I'm going to talk about the Jay-Z deal and the reaction to it and the impact that it had on the first week of football. So stay tuned for that. As always, if you like the show, hit me up on Twitter at OddCastTMP. That's ODCASTTMP. Or check out the TMP Podcast Facebook page as well. The links will be in the description. Thanks for listening. So if you've been paying attention to the podcast, you know that it's been a few weeks since the last time that I did an episode. And one of the reasons for that was I got the idea for doing a hip hop and football episode. And one of the ideas that I had, I was going to say, you know, which rapper represents which team the best, or like, you know, what song represents the matchups the best and all this stuff. And I was like, you know, I haven't really been watching too much of the preseason stuff that was going on. So that would have took long, a long time. Then it only would have been good for that, you know, that particular week. And people that listen to my show usually catch on to it maybe about a week after the episode goes up. So it wouldn't have made a lot of sense to do that. Around that same time, though, preseason time, Jay-Z had signed a deal with the NFL that had been announced. And it wasn't super, super popular, I guess would be the word. And then it just went downhill popularity-wise, or like trending-wise, throughout the whole period of time up till this point. There's been a lot of memes about it, a lot of jokes, and most of them have been pretty funny actually, but they kind of misconstrue the terms of the deal, you know, actually what Jay-Z did and what he said versus you know, what the NFL has done. So obviously there needs to be context as to why Jay-Z signing a deal with the NFL was controversial, to say the least. To start there, you got to start a few years ago with Colin Kaepernick. And there had been a lot of police brutality incidents that had happened, that continued to occur, actually. And Colin Kaepernick used his platform to speak out. Now, at the time, he had been coming off of a Super Bowl run, not that year, but the year previous. And he was still one of the premier-ish quarterbacks. He was a name people knew, but he had got benched, I guess, for performance-wise. And while he was on the bench, he took up a protest that he had been engaging in prior to, but nobody took notice of it until he wore socks that had pictures of pigs on them, and he was calling them the police or whatever. So that was his little protest. And that whole thing was misconstrued as well, painted in a light to make him seem like he was not the person to be telling that particular story. My opinion, everybody should be telling that story. If you have law enforcement officers that are abusing the system or taking advantage of a system and using that to brutalize citizens, not saying all of them do it, but if the system is designed to protect those people who are doing wrong, then it's not a justice system. This just happens to have a racial factor to it. And since Colin Kaepernick was half black, half white, and he chose to speak up, then people had to get their opinions out there about him. Anytime you talk about race in America, especially, you're going to have a lot of backlash. So that was to be expected, it seems. But either way, that led to an entire year of him protesting where he was taking a knee. It was, you know, infamous. So we'll talk about the protest in another episode. I mean, everybody pretty much should know how popular that went down. To get to the subject of this show, Jay-Z came out, I believe it was last year, for last year's Super Bowl. Apparently they asked him to do the halftime show, and he said he wasn't going to work with the NFL because of the stance that they had taken, essentially considering mandating players stand for the national anthem. I'm not going to get into my personal feelings on that for this episode, but however, the NFL did not have a rule saying that you had to stand for the anthem, but a lot of people were pushing for there to be consequences for players to not do that. So Jay-Z saw that as a conflict to everybody's personal or constitutional right to protest however they wanted to. And nothing says that you have to stand for or acknowledge the national anthem. There's no law that says that. For all intents and purposes, legal purposes, it is a song. However you react to that song is up to you. It's generally considered protocol that you stand and place your hand over your heart or stand at attention if you're in the military or whatever you're supposed to do, according to, you know, tradition. But there's no law saying that you have to do one or the other. There is, however, a law saying that you have a right to protest. It's an important thing to keep in mind. I might have gave away the game on that one. Anyways, Jay-Z said that he wasn't going to work with the NFL to provide the halftime show, and he encouraged artists that were invited to work with the halftime show to not do that. I want to say Cardi B was one of the artists that they were trying to get. He kind of led her down the path of don't do it because the NFL has this opinion on the national anthem and what the players should do. And until Colin Kaepernick, bringing it back, until Colin Kaepernick gets a job with the NFL, you know, people are going to boycott it. That was the stance that he was taking. And I will give my personal opinion on Colin Kaepernick getting a job thing, only because it comes back to the current Jay-Z deal. Nobody's owed a job in the NFL. You may be a talented football player, but if they don't pick you up, they don't pick you up. It's that simple. That being said, you shouldn't be allowed to be blackballed prevented from having employment based on your political beliefs, because there's a lot of different types of people that are in the NFL, and you should be able to honor everybody's particular political point of view, because that's not the agenda of the game. The game isn't, hey, we're going to push our beliefs on somebody. It's an athletic competition. So as long as you're physically able to compete at that high of a level, the opportunity should not be taken away from you based on a political belief that you have. That being said, NFL is a billion-dollar organization. And when people see people starting to boycott the NFL, the owners are going to kind of take a knee-jerk reaction. I think it's interesting, to say the least, that the NBA has a kind of more open protest, player protest or player opinion policy. To which there's been a lot of players or organizations in the NBA that have spoken out against the political or racial climate, because a lot of those artists or a lot of those athletes come from those types of backgrounds. So it's very interesting to see whether, you know, that's based on the fans of the sport or is just the climate in general. That'd be an interesting investigation to have. However, the NFL, with a large majority of Southern fans who tend to skew towards the Republican point of view, even though a lot of the players maybe don't come from that background, they decided that discretion was the better part of valor. And although they didn't go through with the rules to keep players from protesting, they discussed it in a serious enough way, and a lot of people felt that Colin Kaepernick was held back or prevented from being picked up by a team once he was released from the 49ers because of his political beliefs. And again, I don't agree with that. Just as an American, people are allowed to have bad opinions, good opinions, whatever. You're allowed to have that. It shouldn't keep you from getting a job unless that is your job. Certain jobs, I get it, but you're supposed to be apolitical in those stances. So you may not be able to make a protest, like say if you were like a government employee. However, if that's not the case, if you are for all intents and purposes a private independent contractor, then your beliefs are your beliefs, man. People support you or they don't. This should be that simple. But fast forward, Jay-Z said he wasn't going to work with the NFL last year. Their halftime show was Big Boy, Travis Scott, and Maroon 5. And when I tell you, it's one of the worst halftime shows I've ever seen. I don't think it had anything to do with anything. It was just bad. All over bad Super Bowl. And anybody that knows me in real life knows I'm a Saints fan. So, yeah, I'm salty. Yeah. But it was bad, objectively, I think. It's interesting that Beyonce was, I think she had either two or three Super Bowl performances, and they were all marred by controversy. One of them heavily featured Black Panther imagery. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of weird for people to get upset about that, considering the fact that a lot of the skilled and featured players in the NFL are African-American. It's kind of like, hey, we want to watch you play football, but we don't want to hear, you know, how you feel about, you know, the communities you come from, or, you know, the progress that needs to be made in this country. It's a very weird stance to take. One I don't agree with, but some people just want to watch sports, I guess. I get it. But, you know, that's how we got to here. Colin Kaepernick's still unemployed. I don't know if he's trying. Like, every so often he'll, you know, post something on social media saying that he's still, you know, in shape, still able to play, still working out, if not with teams, with organizations that are close to teams to get a look. And he had a settlement with the NFL for an undisclosed amount. Basically, I guess a settlement is what you get when you're not guilty of, when you're guilty of doing something, but you don't want to be seen as being guilty of doing something. So you settle out of court. I don't know if that's between him and the NFL, but for everybody on the outside looking in, you know, this matter should have been settled. However, the reputation at the end of the day was that the NFL catered more towards the owners, of which there's no minority representation in that group, and the fans, and those people being basically against player protests when it comes to the national anthem, I guess is the statement. Interesting to note that almost everybody that complained about the players kneeling didn't say anything about police brutality. Weird. Very weird. However, they were in favor of keeping players, particularly African-American players, because, as it should be noted, very few Caucasian players participated in the kneeling protest. Some participated in a symbolic protest, but they all stood for the national anthem. Some of them may have prayed. Jerry Jones and the Cowboys did like this weird interlock their arms type. It was a whole, it's ridiculous. However, that's another show about the power dynamics of the NFL. But, you know, by and large, the people that were protesting back when it first kicked off were largely African-American, or I would say 99% African-American. And you came into like this weird, you know, the players are Black, but the owners are white. And a lot of the fans are white. So you have to deal with who's generating the income versus, you know, who's actually performing on the field, and where those interests don't necessarily collide, which made for a very interesting social experiment. It wasn't very interesting. It was basically what you can expect from the NFL and American Football League. All right, but that's all the background. That's the context. It brings us up to this moment. Basically, Colin Kaepernick protested, more or less got blackballed. The NFL sided kind of with the owners and they discussed punishing the players. They did not force a team to give Colin Kaepernick a job or take any steps to get him unblackballed or whatever. They didn't do that. And as a result, Jay-Z said he wasn't going to work with them. Fast forward to now, they signed a contract. Jay-Z is providing entertainment for Super Bowl halftime shows. So I'll get into the reaction here in a second, but that's where we're at with that. So that's all the context. There's a lot of little things that happened in between there. Not really the focus of this show, so I'm not going to get into it too much. But I'll talk about the reaction here in a bit. So just hang on. We'll be right back. So this year, on August 13th, the NFL and Jay-Z announced this partnership that Jay-Z was going to advise and provide artists through Roc Nation to perform for the NFL. Specifically, the Super Bowl halftime show, things like that. But, you know, he was going from being somebody that wasn't going to work with the NFL to, you know, basically getting it in ink. And they did this whole press conference, and Jay-Z, who famously does not do a lot of press, got up there and he kind of fumbled through his explanation of why he was going to work with the NFL. And I think it was a pretty obvious connection that was going to be made was, you know, he went so hard for Kaepernick because he, you know, wore a Kaepernick jersey on Saturday Night Live when he performed after the release of 444. He wore a Colin Kaepernick jersey during that performance. And, you know, he was going pretty hard for Kaepernick, saying that, you know, it was wrong for the NFL to blackball him and everything like that. So it was jarring for a lot of people to see that Jay-Z would be that same person that's going to work with the NFL. Again, you got to realize it is a $1 billion organization. So Jay-Z, his whole thing is making money. He's one of the richest artists, or worth the most, right now. Between him and Beyonce, I think they're both, you put their net worth together, it's got to be at $1 billion. Or actually, I think Jay-Z crossed over the billion line not too long ago. So, you know, at this point, we're talking money. We're not necessarily talking politics. However, Jay-Z, as he's gotten older, has become socially conscious. I think there's hints of that in his music prior to, but he was more on the supply side of crime back then than on, you know, preventing it. But either way, go to this press conference and he says, you know, he's basically fumbling through his explanation and he kind of insinuates that, you know, we can't wait for progress. We can't wait for Colin Kaepernick. We've knelt for the national anthem. We've taken that stance. That process is there. But we can't wait on Colin Kaepernick to get a job to move ahead. And a lot of people took offense to that. And they were basically, you know, taking that opportunity to say that Jay-Z had sold out, which he's a businessman, not a businessman. You get it? So people were kind of, you know, everybody's a critic in points like these for whatever reason. And his deal was going to come under scrutiny. However, he did say he was going to provide artists and work with the NFL on the Inspire Change initiative, which is going to be apparently the NFL's their social cause towards building better relationships in the communities, particularly between communities of color and law enforcement. It is what it seems to be. So he, it says that that initiative was to focus on education and economic advancement, police and community relations, and criminal justice reform. Now, there's a lot of reasons to boycott the NFL. I don't think like race relations is necessarily one of them, just because a lot of NFL players end up in some sort of like criminal activity at some point. So it may not be the right organization to get behind to do that. They typically, to use a football term, they typically fumble that whole thing. Like they did the domestic violence a few years ago. And then, you know, they ran the numbers and a lot of the former NFL players, some current, are domestic abusers. So this is kind of weird for them to like take these social stances. Like they're there to play football and you don't necessarily have to be an upstanding citizen to be able to do that. All right, that's a side note. However, Jay-Z made sure that this was included in their deal, and I'm sure the NFL did that as well, because there had been a growing movement of African-American or communities of color that had agreed to boycott the NFL until Colin Kaepernick got a job. It just seems weird that that's like the one thing that everything hinged on, was Colin Kaepernick getting a job. And I'll tell you why I think it's weird, because a lot of players protested. There was a time, 2015, 2016, where basically on ESPN, it was, hey, here's all the players that knelt for the national anthem. It was a stat, just like anything else that happened in the game, whoever was protesting. The NFL didn't kick any of those other players out. Eric Reed is probably one of the most vocal ones, and he's still playing right now. So it's kind of weird that everything hinged on Colin Kaepernick. He was the originator, I guess, even though Marshawn Lynch never has ever stood for the national anthem in his entire football career. And he's one of the most beloved football players of this current era. Funny thing that. And so to me, my personal stance is I agree with Jay-Z. Like, don't wait on progress. Don't wait on, you know, an owner to give Colin Kaepernick a chance, especially when he hasn't played football in 3 years. So I say that to say this, you know, he felt like he had an opportunity to do what he was trying to do, make some money. And it seems like on paper, it'd be a win-win. But then you put that in the face of whatever you want to call it, cancel culture or, you know, social awareness. And it doesn't pan out the same way. We're in this era of criticism where everything's up for grabs. And there's, you know, every story is multifaceted. People say there's two sides to every story. There's more than two sides. You can think that you're doing the right thing, but through the different set of eyes, you might be doing the wrong thing. And in this case, the loudest voices are the people that think Jay-Z and the NFL were selling out the cause of fighting police brutality, or the lesser cause of player protests. And he made sure that that was part of that provision, but they left that part out conveniently, that about the Inspire change. They did bring it back up, however, a few weeks later, because Jay-Z announced that he had his new advocates. And two of them were Meek Mill and Rhapsody. Incredible artists. Rhapsody, I don't know if she's affiliated too much with Jay-Z. She's affiliated more with Ninth Wonder. Ninth Wonder has done a few songs with Jay-Z. But very talented rapper. Meek Mill, of course, has been on a tear since being released from prison. Building his criminal justice reform platform, which is backed by a lot of different billionaires and Jay-Z. But then he also added Meghan Trainor. Admittedly, I do not follow Meghan Trainor's social awareness activities. I don't know what she's an advocate of, besides being all about that base and kind of having that whole body positivity thing going, which, you know, does not necessarily fit with the NFL. I mean, I guess it does, but, you know, big man gets paid in the NFL. I've been a big guy my whole life, and the first question a lot of people ask me is, do I play football? So I don't know if that's, you know, if Meghan Trainor is the one that you would look for to deliver that message. And he caught a lot of, there's a lot of memes about that. It was pretty funny. But again, the NFL does what the NFL does, and that's come up with a catchy social awareness issue and then, you know, try to sell stuff on it. Particularly egregious, they do that with the NFL or with the military with their salute to service, and then they sell all these jerseys and everything like that. And what's funny about that is that the military, the Department of Defense, pays the NFL to basically advertise for their recruiting effort. It's a very weird deal. Very weird. Unfortunately, there's no large organization like that that fights police brutality. You'd think there would be one, right? But who knows where this money's going to go at the end of the day. It says it's going to be used to inspire the, or to fund the Inspire Change initiative. But we got some, a way to go to see what that actually means. That's not me being skeptical, by the way. That's, you know, I just don't have an answer for that. We'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, my big observation was, you know, how is this going to affect the season? Like, what are we going to see? You know, typically in October, you'll have the breast cancer awareness where all the players wear pink. They ran the, I forgot the name of it, I think it was No More was the campaign that they ran for domestic violence. And, you know, they'll pick up these issues. Like, they had a mental health awareness last year. They didn't do anything special, but they did encourage players to talk about it, and it was kind of a thing. They got the Play 60, getting the kids out to play football or just play sports in general. But they always get these social awareness campaigns and then try to, you know, they try to, it's weird that they make money off of those things. I'll just put it like that. I don't know where the money goes. I'm going to assume it goes where they say it goes. But we all know, like, the proof is going to be in the pudding at the end of the day. We're going to have to see what the Inspire Change Initiative does to improve community relationships between communities of color and law enforcement. Which is, if that works, that's in the interest of what Colin Kaepernick was trying to do. I have no issues with that. And week one is in the books now. The last games were last night. Who that? I want to say the Saints pulled out a pulse pounder. they won on a field goal at the very end. Shout out to Will Lutz. But, you know, that was a crazy game. But at the end of the day, there was no, people brought it up, but there's been more talk about the whole crazy Antonio Brown situation than anything that Jay-Z's been doing. So there was more news today about Antonio Brown than I think I've seen the whole week one of the NFL for anything that Jay-Z was doing. Interestingly enough, for Monday Night Football, the halftime performance was G-Eazy. Weird. That was weird. I don't know. You guys are G-Eazy fans. I apologize. That dude sucks. Say that to say this. We're in an interesting time where things outside of politics, more like the idea of being a citizen and what it means to have rights and to be able to voice those rights versus capitalism versus popularity. All those things are kind of coming together in this intersection, and it makes sense that it would be in the NFL because it's the most popular sporting event that we have in our country, which also includes a very clear power dynamic between owners, literal owners, and players who do not come from the same backgrounds. A lot of the owners are old money. They were billionaires, not necessarily into athletics. A lot of the players come from impoverished communities. And it's not me making that up or like trying to push a narrative. That's when you listen to their stories, they talk about that. And the way that they got out of those communities were playing football, getting scholarships, going to college, and getting picked up by the NFL. So that's the route that they took to get where they are. And a lot of the owners came from money, or, you know, came from that financial sector, but not necessarily an athletic perspective. And then you have the fans who, I mean, based on the economic numbers in America, for that fandom to be as high as it is, a lot of people have to be on the lower income half of that spectrum. So it's, you know, whose interest do we end up serving at the end of the day? Are we going to serve the players? Are we going to serve the fans? Are we going to serve the owners? I think the NFL is kind of like this almost perfect microcosm where you get to see this thing play out, and it's more or less free of politicians, because they're not going to really make any laws or anything based on, you know, what happens in a sport outside of like gambling or things like that, which even that they're kind of backing off on. So it's interesting to me, to say the least. I thought it was going to break the NFL. I'm just kidding. I did not think that. At the end of the day, it's the same as it ever was. Thursday night football is still terrible. you know, it's still, I think it's more of a legal drama / reality show than an actual sporting event, because the focus is on everything except for what's happening on the field. The games are good, you know, for the most part. Sunday night football was pretty decent, and Monday night football was pretty decent. It's a nice distraction, but I think it's interesting that, you know, that weekly distraction that we kind of crave or have craved, is kind of bending to our current political social awareness structure. So more to come on that if something else happens. But as a general rule, I don't hate on a black man getting money, black person getting money. So shout out to Jay-Z. Hopefully everything goes the way that he says it's going to go, or he hopes it goes. But to everybody holding them accountable, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but also don't, you know, if he does end up doing what he said he was going to do, don't try to make up stuff to, you know, discredit him or anything like that, because this could be something that could be beneficial for everybody. So that's just my perspective on it. So that wraps up this episode of the TM Podcast. Make sure to hit me up on Twitter at OddcastTMP. That's ODCASTTMP. Or on the TM Podcast Facebook page. Hit me up and let me know who you want to see perform in this year's Super Bowl. Travis Scott and Maroon 5 did it last year. Maybe we can get Rascal Flatts and Naughty by Nature. Who knows? Who knows who we can get? But I would say, you know, let's get Meg Thee Stallion and Lizzo up there. That's the show that I want to see. Y'all hit me up. Let me know what you guys think. Root for your favorite team. Saints going all the way. Who dat? We out.